Vanderbilt head football coach Bobby Johnson, his team picking up the sixth win to become bowl eligible with a win at Kentucky back on Saturday, 31-24. Coach, thanks for joining us this morning, and congratulations, first of all.
Thank you very much. Glad to be on today.
Bobby, six wins is kind of Mount Everest to this program for so many years. How tough was it? Was there a mental factor as well as a physical factor, you know, just involving getting over that hump?
Well, I think all football games are mental and physical, and you got to balance both of them and be able to manage both of them. And but I think the season went around just like all the other games, including the Kentucky game. It was a close game. We have to play well, have to make a few plays. If we make the plays, we win. If we don't, like that four-game skid there, you know, we didn't. So it was business as usual, really.
I know a couple more to play, and you guys still have two more opportunities to win football games. But what was the reaction like yesterday and even late Saturday night among your friends and maybe coaching colleagues or, you know, people who you've known over the years, maybe, I'm sure, getting in touch with you or sending you a message somehow to tell you congratulations?
Well, it was almost all universal. It's congratulations, and let's get two more. So, you know, they know what we're thinking, and that's the way we look at it. Now, obviously, we're very happy to get six wins. That was one goal we wanted to get. But we also wanted to count them up after we play all the regular season games and see how many we win, especially after getting off to a good start. So we're not going to try to be, you know, go for the minimum. We're trying to go for the maximum right now with eight.
And on the field on Saturday night, obviously, DJ Moore, just a really key factor on both sides of the football, had the two touchdown catches in the first half, a pick that set up a score in the first half, and then also the one that sealed the ball game basically at the end that, you know, gave you guys a chance to really wrap it up with one more first down. Just an amazing night for that guy.
He actually washed towels after the game.
Yeah, I saw him down there by the washing
machine. He was working and folding them and doing everything else. And it might have drove the bus, I don't know. But it was a great performance, and we sort of just, you know, expected of DJ. He's a wonderful playmaker. He's got tons of confidence, and he has tons of ability. So that's a great combination. Some guys have ability and sometimes are afraid to get out and use it, but DJ's not. He's ready to go, and you know, I was glad I was able to witness that.
Did you catch a cold from the Gatorade shower?
It wasn't. No, I didn't. I already had it coming on, but probably didn't help. But they were nice enough not to use Gatorade, which it gets all sticky, so they went with the H2O.
Well, that's beautiful. How about was this maybe the best game Chris Nixon, especially the first half, that you've seen him play?
He was playing really well. Even a few technical mistakes. I mean, he dropped a direct snap one time and missed a wide open guy on a bootleg. But you know, he made some plays that were fantastic. Those catches that DJ made, those throws were right on the money and where they had to be for DJ to make the catch without those DBs breaking them up.
Bobby, talk a little bit about that last drive. You know, Bruce Fowler, you know, doing a good job of changing his looks up front. He'd bring four, then three, and then it looked like he'd bring five or maybe more. But just the need for you guys to make that stop after all those years of you know, of just falling short and not, you know, being bowl eligible, and just what that last drive meant and what it said about your team.
Well, I think number one, Bruce had a lot of confidence in our players, and he was able to call all those things and know that they were going to execute them. And I was very proud of Bruce and the whole staff of being aggressive. You know, we didn't you know, go to a prevent situation. We were bringing pressure, and we were playing man, and you know, we tried to put the pressure on a young quarterback, and eventually, you know, DJ makes a great play. I mean, he just dug that one away from the receiver there and made a great interception to preserve the win, and I think our guys believed that they were going to get it done before they went out there.
Bobby, those types of players are contagious, aren't they? When they get an opportunity and just a good all-around football players, is he one of those special types of guys that wears off on people?
Oh, no doubt about it. And you know, our guys look around and all a lot of times in practice, and they said, "Did I just see that, or was I imagining things?" So I think it inspires them to try to play better and smarter and You know, that's the kind of guy you want. Not only a good player, but he's a good leader. Quiet leader, yeah. But he's a good leader.
And as far as this week goes with Tennessee coming in, and is this a week that you have to tell the guys it's more about you than it is about Tennessee? Don't worry about where their mindset is. It's just to take care of your business, especially with all that's going on in the east part of the state.
It is, but the fact that it's a big rivalry game, I think, also helps a little bit. I think, you know, we won't have to be dragging them out of the dressing room for practice on Tuesday. I think they'll be ready to go. And, you know, Tennessee Vanderbilt for us is a big game. I don't know how big it's been for them over the years, but it's a big game for us, and I think they'll treat it that way. But I think you're right. You know, take care of Vanderbilt, do what we do, and don't worry about what's happening over there, and we have no control over that. And just play as best we can.
Bobby, is some of the pressure off your team now? You don't have to worry about getting over that 6-win mark, that they can, you know, relax a little bit and, you know, just focus on winning the last two games?
Sure it is. I think you're 100% correct on that. And even some of the players commented about that in the paper, you know, after the game. And like I've been saying for the last 4 weeks, we're human. And, you know, you have to go through all those emotions and those and the pressure and, you know, people questioning you. And I thought they've hung in there pretty well. And, you know, as we look back at some of the teams that beat us, I mean, Georgia, you know, they're pretty good, even though they're getting, you know, crucified right now for playing sloppy. But Florida's pretty good. I don't know if y'all have noticed. You know, y'all might want to take a look at them.
They should be playing on Sunday. Forget Saturday.
So it was just the circumstances, and our guys never gave up and played hard, and we're ready to play Saturday night.
Hey Bobby, as we wrap up here, how significant in the progression of your program is it to know that this year you're going to finish at least 500 or better in the SEC with that fourth win on Saturday?
Well, I think, you know, one thing is, you know, we've always said the next step in our program is to become bowl eligible. And, but the way to do it, you know, I think is, like you say, through the SEC. I think it's much more impressive that several of the wins, instead of just getting four out-of-conference wins and two conference wins, we beat some pretty good teams.
Coach, thanks a lot. Congratulations on that sixth one, and maybe a couple more to come here before the regular season comes to a close.
Congratulations,
Bobby. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it very much.
All right.
Goodbye.